Okay, P.O.L. or whatever, there sits Pio in his old age in front of Gandharvika, who tells him about unconditional love. And as she does, the whole universe around, including Giridhar standing there next to her, are crying. Because her story is the most, as we know, beautiful of all, and she is that unconditional love personified. And we read and hear the stories about what's going on between her and her boyfriend. Well, that's what makes everyone cry who hears her talking, and she's saying there is no gift in the all the world's most valuable and beautiful to ask for and to give than unconditional love. Ask for in terms of being able to love unconditionally. No hooks attached. And then Pio is sitting there and still his doubts is coming, but how is it possible? How can it exist? I'm asking you, because you are unconditional love personified. That if you love someone who doesn't return your love, or who doesn't even want your love, or who even despises you, how can you continue? How can you love then? How can love exist when it's not reciprocated eventually? Then it's unhappy love. And then, but unhappiness can't exist in your world. So how do you handle that? And how shall we learn to handle that? Actually, and that seems like the secret of unconditional love. Because rather than opening my heart, which love means, and then being hurt by the love either not being reciprocated or accepted or noticed or appreciated, or and the pain, and then she stops him, quiets him, finger over on his lips, saying, "You already started realizing the answer when you said that, didn't you?" When you love unconditionally, you just love. You love another person and it's for certain reasons and in a certain way. And you learn then to express that love in a way that that person at least is not disturbed by and hopefully likes and appreciates. Or even if not connecting it to you becomes happier, healthier, whatever. Feels better. So that's what love is. You're trying to out of your capacity give something nice for, or make another person who you like happier. That's what real love is. And you may be afraid then that if I do that, that person will not appreciate it. It starts to sound pretty strange of a doubt, doesn't it? Because now the secret of love is going to be revealed here, and you already read it in the great bhakti teachings. That there is nothing as powerful as love, because no one can resist unconditional love. Therefore, Gandharika says with a smile, I am, in general, considered more powerful than Krishna. And you should learn that in religions all over the world, that God's wife or girlfriend is more powerful than God. And if you want to respect God, then you better respect her and her daughters and so on. Just so you remember. She leans over like that and then, yes, thank you so much, Pio. Still dull from his lifelong sunkenness and the gunas modes of nature. Sits there respectfully, almost trembling, realizing, but also so grateful and happy, and just hoping that what he just experienced during the past hour or so, or however long time it was, it feels like an eternity, will stay with him for an eternity as well. And maybe that's exactly what it is. That this is how it feels to reach eternity, become one of the eternals, immortals, which we all are. Yes, actual real enlightenment as we call it. Bhakti Vedanta. Bhakti Vidya. All these words. Is there right in this? That's the secret. And as it's there, and just to repeat then, what you started teaching me was and as she puts her finger on his mouth again, he realizes and remembers why she did that in the first place. Just shut up. Speak with your souls. With your soul, with your feelings, with your being. Not only with the words.